Blog Talk Radio.
Wealthy Sisters, the show that features 6- and 7-figure earning women of color. Tune in Mondays at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time as Deborah Hardnett, CEO of Deborah Hardnett International and founder of The Professional Black Woman, showcase the triumphant journeys of these powerful sisters. You will be inspired, encouraged, and informed every Monday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Our call-in number is 347-838-9278. Today's broadcast is brought to you by www.wealthysisters.com, where the show can be heard 24 hours a day. And now your host, Deborah Hardnett.
Well, hello and welcome to Wealthy Sisters, sponsored by The Professional Black Woman. You can visit us at www.thepbw.com. Wealthy Sisters is where we celebrate the lives of 6- and 7-figure earning women of color, and our purpose is twofold. First, we love to inspire and encourage you, the listener, and second, we want to edify, promote, acknowledge, and just say thank you to the sisters for doing big things. I'm Deborah Hardnett, your host, broadcasting live from our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., on the Worldwide Blog Talk Network. Today happens to be November the 1st, 2010. Oh, my gosh, we got 1 month left in 2010. And I trust you are as excited about your future as I am because, trust me, it is extremely bright. So bright I could hardly get the words out. I'm so excited. But, you know, we are here every week at the same time. That's Mondays at 12 noon Eastern. So go and spread the word. But before we move forward, you know everybody that's been tuned in with us since January, at the beginning of this year, we started a slogan. We're holding on firm. We're sticking to it. And we know that it is so. And so I'm going to say it one time for those of you all who are here for the first time, because the second time you got to join in with us, and that slogan is, here's to 2010, the best year ever. That's right. It's simple, but it is a fact. It is true. So you got to say it with us. Come on, join us right away. If you're at work, in the car, don't worry about who's looking at you. Forget about them and what they think. We want you to know it. Now come on and say it with us. Here's to 2010, the best year ever. That's right. We are wearing it out, and we know it's so. Now, we know that you have heard, and I've heard, everybody's heard all these different sayings and colloquialisms and whatever slang and, you know, idioms, all types of phrases that we could use. And we've heard, like, romance with no finance is a nuisance, honey. And men can't stand for women to be in power positions and make more money. And strong women, boy, they need to learn how to keep their mouth shut, child, if they want to get a man, and they're just too picky. And the only man that would really want a strong woman is a henpecked man. You hear all kinds of stuff back and forth what they say. First of all, we always wonder, who is they? I don't know. I haven't found out. But when you found out who they are, please let us know. But with all of that said, you know, what is your reality? Are you a successful woman but feel like you, you know, fail at relationships? You're doing well in your business. You're in the community, but it's just something missing there. You could be married, or maybe you're single. Or are you at the point of hopelessness, like I said, with your marriage? Well, we want you to hold on, because our guest today has some answers. Maybe it's an answer for you. Maybe it is not, but she definitely has a reputation. She calls herself the personal trainer of your love life. And trust me, she has raving fans. Matter of fact, listen to what some of the comments are. Christine, I had to write you and share the exciting news. God has awakened me to love. My Mr. Wright has been there all along in the singles ministry I started. Thank you for steering me in the right direction. You opened the door to me knowing and accepting who I am from the inside out. You released me from the bondage of being afraid to be transparent with myself, God, and others. And you equipped me with the tools and wisdom that ultimately made it easy for him to want to marry me. This is from Tamika Benton in Philadelphia. Then is another one here from, she says, as a successful woman, I was getting hard to attract the kind of man I desire because I just didn't make it a priority. Because of Christine, that changed. I went from complaining about not being able to meet a good man to seeing good men everywhere I went. In doing so, I opened myself up to bring the right kind of man into my life. Christine taught me the effective balance of confidence, which I have in surplus, and vulnerability so that I could open myself up to attracting a man who would value the woman I am. Because of her program, coaching, and her continued resources for the woman who has it all, my last name, whoa, will be changing in the near future. That's Darnielle Jervy of Incredible One Enterprises, and we had an opportunity to interview her. And then finally, another one says, Christine helped me realize that I really am priceless. And since I know that the prospective husbands have, increased in quality, I will be keeping up with her teachings, and they are priceless as well. That's Dr. Marilyn Johnson of 49daystofabulous.com. So we are excited. We want you to go right now. Call everybody you know, tweet them, email them, fax them, Facebook them. Let them know that we are here on Wealthy Sisters today, speaking with none other than Miss Christine Templeton, who is the personal trainer of your love life. Make sure you mark us as your favorite. You can follow us on Twitter, Wealthy Sisters, Winter Summit, through Deborah Hartnett, Facebook. We are all out there. And we want you to make sure you let everybody know to dial 347-838-9278. And we want you, as I just mentioned, please make sure you mark us as your favorite so you can get a friendly reminder 1 hour before the show. So who is Miss Templeton? Well, she's a proud wife, mother, companionship coach, talk show host, author, and speaker with a sincere desire to encourage and empower women who want fulfillment and happiness in their marriages. She's helped people understand who God created them to be through turn my page here. She helps them understand through her coaching, speaking, and writing. And also, she just released a book in 2009 in June, which was the title, Lord, I'm Ready to Be a Wife, to encourage women who want to get married and to introduce the basics of being a wife. After the international success of her book, Christine started Ready to Be a Wife, a relationship coaching firm whose purpose is to equip women with the skills and mindset to enjoy their marriage. So she conducts teleseminars. I mean, she is just worldwide known. And I tell you what, I'm not going to hold her from you much longer. We're going to take a short break, come right back, and then we will speak to none other than Miss Christine Templeton.
Business leaders, are you ready to soar? Success is not defined by your wings, but by your courage to leap from the cliff's edge and fly. With Fortune 500 expertise, the Beatty Group partners with creative and motivated leaders, weaving structure and innovation for maximum business success. Visit us at thebeattygroup.com. That's T-H-E-B-A-T-I-E group.com. Or call the Beatty Group at 877-264-7699. This segment is sponsored by WillDrake.com. That's www.willdrake.com. The hot new suspense novel, Bad and Worse, A Tale of Men, published by Permal Coast Publishing. Sometimes the only way to stop a killer is to love him. Available in stores November 2009.
We are live back on Wealthy Sisters. Very, very excited to have each and every one of you on the line today. You can dial 347-838-9278 or also visit us on the web at www.wealthysisters.com. From you any longer. Welcome to Wealthy Sisters, Christine. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, Deborah. Thank you so much for that introduction. I'm cracking up laughing because I remember the before stories of these women. So I'm so excited that they are where they are, and I'm excited to share with the listeners today about love, relationships, getting married, and all that good stuff.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, you definitely have a gift. Like I said, you have some Raven fans. They were going on and on about what your gift is. And congratulations for finding that gift. And also, thank you for sharing it with the world.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure.
Yes, well, we are, like we said, very grateful to have you on the show today. Why don't you just give us a little background? You know, here at Wealthy Sisters, we like to get to know our guests a little more personally so that a lot of times our audience likes to be able to relate, and your story, I know, can identify with so many of our listeners. So where did you grow up, and tell us what made you become an entrepreneur and in this area of relationships? Coaching.
That's, I'm gonna try to answer that question in 5 minutes because I actually started.
I know, right?
I actually started my first business when I was 14 years old. My father has owned his own company for the last 30 some odd years, and so that was what I knew. And so my first company was actually a publishing company, believe it or not, when I was 14 years old. And over the years, just progressed. Always was drawn to doing my own thing, having my own business. But I wanted to make money, so I got into IT development. You know, that was the thing. I was working at CVS, making $5 an hour, and someone told me I could actually start programming, making $50.
Oh,
so I looked at the $5 and the $50, and I said, which one am I going to do? I think I'm going to do the IT. And so I did that for a number of years, and I never thought that I would actually be helping women in relationships or women at all because I was just a mess. As a woman, I was awesome in programming, awesome in business, but just as far as, you know, attracting men's attention and knowing what to say, how to dress, express myself, I was horrible. I was absolutely a mess. But I knew that I wanted to be married, and as I got older, graduated from college and started to go out into the world, you know, there wasn't a lot of support for me as far as learning this, these skills about being a woman and, you know, being with a man and really progressing a marriage. I knew how to, you know, get someone in bed with me, but that's not really what I was wanting. I wanted somebody that I could be married to. And people would tell me, well, maybe it's not for you. You're so independent, you know. And I was just like, what is wrong with you? Like, why would that mean that,
that
I couldn't or wouldn't? Yeah, like something's wrong with me that I'm plagued now because I have a gift to do things on my own that I can't be married. And so I looked for someone that really helped me. I found my mentor for my business, well, not for my business, but for myself. And over 10 years, she taught me things about marriage and relationship that really changed things for me and in a way that it would, didn't click for me before. And if it wasn't for her, I still would be a mess. I still would not be happy and in a successful relationship. So I'm really thankful for her. And afterwards, after I got married and met my husband, I was just like, you know, I need to share this information with other people. So I started to tell my friends and family, and they started getting married. And I said, I really need to, you know, write in a book and start to teach these women what I know because I felt like this was such a gift. And if somebody hadn't really shared the information with me, I wouldn't be married right now. So I shouldn't, you know, keep it to myself. And over the course of the last 3 years, I've been refining it, refining it, refining it so that you wouldn't have to spend 10 years figuring this stuff out. You know, you could really learn it in a month, 2 months, 6 months. And here we are today helping women, coaching women, and having them go through the same transformations. You don't have to be single. If you're a career woman, if you're a professional woman, you don't have to be single. You can have it all. And I totally believe that.
Well, you know, you've said some very, very interesting things that set off all types of hot topics with a lot of people. And when you say that you were a mess, what do you mean? Just if you don't mind giving us some of your ideology or your mindset before you actually met your mentor.
Yes. You want to know how much of a mess I was? Okay. I was.
Tell us the truth.
I was walking around, you know, not care. I didn't know how to express myself in my outer appearance. Okay. I never knew how to do that. Was never, you know, disciplined. So I just felt that, you know, I didn't have to dress up. I didn't have to look a certain kind of way, that my husband would just love me for me and I didn't have to dress up for him. And that was my excuse.
Okay, so you're saying, are you, were you kind of like a tomboy, or you didn't wear sweats everywhere, or, you know, you didn't wear makeup?
Yeah.
What are you, something like that?
I didn't wear makeup. I wore lipstick, but I didn't really wear makeup. And I wore clothes, but it didn't fit me. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
It didn't look
it didn't compliment
like
you.
I was in no way, shape, or form. If I
now,
and
I'm
I
asking you this. I'm asking you this. because I know that that is a big discussion, you know, that you don't have to dress up and, you know, he should accept me for who I am and all of that. How do you really feel about that? Is that reality or is, you know, let's dig into that a little more because I know a lot of people have that mindset.
Yeah. It's both. He is going to love you for who you are, but the way he gets to know who you are is how you express yourself and how you look. So his first interaction with your personality really is in your hair, your clothes, your makeup, et cetera. So even if you're a woman that's very natural, you wear a natural hairstyle, you don't wear makeup, just the fact that you're clean and pristine and well put together is enough to communicate all of those things. And so it is important that you're learning how to communicate yourself. It's not about learning how to turn a man on with a certain kind of color or anything like that. It's all about being able to express yourself in your outer appearance. And the man that loves you is going to love you for who you are. And if, you know, you're not somebody that is all into fancy clothes or anything like that, that's fine, you know, but they should still be clean and they should still fit you. You know, you should be squeezing your size 20 legs into some tights that look way too small for you or wearing clothes that are way too baggy either, you know? And that's the skill I didn't know that I really needed to learn.
Wow. Well, you know, I think that is really important to talk about that. And we have image consultants a lot of time that we have and we discuss and we'll have more on as well that talk about how we present ourselves even in business. And so now, you know, when we talk about this whole thing about our relationship and, you know, being a successful woman or entrepreneur or career woman, those challenges that we face. So what about the internal issues or personality? Are there, you know, is there something that we need to address? Like I mentioned in the call earlier, you know, a lot of times we hear those sayings that strong women need to learn how to be docile or need to keep their mouth shut or only a henpecked man would want a strong woman, all those type of stereotypes. What do you have to say about that?
Being strong is awesome. It's a skill, it's a technique, and it's something that the man that you're going to attract is going to love about you. But you also need to be vulnerable. And when I looked in the dictionary for the word vulnerable, I was surprised because it was all negative. It was talking about being hurt and being wounded, and it's no wonder that we don't want to be vulnerable because it translates into a painful experience. So there's one word in that definition, and it's open. And that's really what I teach women to focus on, being open. And so there's two things that I teach women how to be open with. I'll share one with you right now, and that's being open to be loved. And that is such a big thing because if I am open to being loved, what if that love somehow stops? What if he leaves me? What if I do something that pushes him away? That's what's going on in our minds when we're not open to be loved. So you have to resolve all those fears that come with being loved. You would think, oh, I want to be loved, it's a good thing. But that's what's going on behind the scenes, or as my friend Danielle says, it's a subconscious.
Say that. I think you need to reiterate that. Say that again.
It's the subconscious fighting with the conscious mind. She says it all the time, and it's all about what you're saying is competing with what you really feel. And the subconscious always wins. If you're saying that you want to be in a relationship, but your subconscious is saying you don't deserve it, it's not real, he'll leave you after 6 months, then you're going to avoid it. You're going to self-sabotage the relationship. So you have to learn. Being strong is awesome. You have to learn how to be open to receiving that love. And that really is a vulnerable place because it's risky, you know. So if I'm going to open myself to being loved, will I like it a lot, you know, and get addicted? And then if you're addicted to it, it has to stay. And what if I don't know how to make that stay in my life?
Okay, that's great. You know, when we think about that as well, the subconscious and what we project, you know, is totally different from what we might feel, or it is really what we deeply feel. What other steps can you suggest for people to take if they want to start reprogramming, you know, what they're thinking?
Well, that's a good question. I think, you know, you really have to talk to someone that can hear what you're saying and then be a mirror back to you of what you're saying. Because I don't think we can really know or really figure ourselves out. You really need an objective person to hear you, and that's why I do coaching. I wasn't doing coaching initially. I was just training. But the people that really were getting the breakthroughs, the ones that were going from being single and now are engaged and sending me wedding invitations, are the ones that I coached one-on-one, and I was actually being able to interact with them so that they could even realize these things are going on, because some women don't even know that internally they're really afraid. So that's really the first step. And the second step is to learn about what you're anxious about. Okay? So whatever is scaring you, you need to learn how to do. A lot of women that I coach are scared that the relationship won't last. So I teach the skills that will allow the relationship to last for years, 10, 15, 30 years if you want to. So that's another thing. You have to learn. You know, you just can't say, well, it'll be different because my mindset is different. If you don't have the skills in place, if you're not disciplined on what to do, then it's never going to work. Even though in your mind you're saying, I want it, and the opportunity presents itself, you meet this awesome guy. If you yourself don't have the skills, you'll never be able to pull it together, and you'll be just in the place that you were afraid that you would be in, with a lot of regrets.
Wow. That's interesting you should say that, and I guess we can kind of piggyback with this question. Why do you think it is really so difficult, you know, for career women to meet, and why do you hear that, you know, that it is difficult for women to meet and marry men that they will love, that will love them?
Yeah. It's so funny, and I know, Deb, because you work with, you know, special women all the time. This is really – there's two categories of career women, okay? There's the career women that – are out there and they're rocking it because they're providing for themselves, or even if they have children, they're providing, okay? There's the other side of women that are very passionate. They're doing it because they love it. They're not doing it because of the money, okay? And so over the course of several years, you could be so involved and so engaged in this because you always wanted to be on TV. You always wanted to have a real estate firm that was a top in your city. You always wanted this. And so you invest all these years, and then you're 45, and you realize, you know, I better be about this marriage thing. You know, it's just not going to happen. And you start to segue to add a relationship in your life, and you realize you're more of a novice than you thought you were. But you really don't know, and you haven't invested the time that maybe another woman has, because she wasn't spending all this energy into a career. She was learning about relationships, learning nuances about men. And so you go out there, you date a guy or two, and you realize, I don't really know what I'm doing. And is it enough time to really learn? Do I, you know, am I just, should I just be appreciative of the life, the success that I've achieved for myself? And who do I turn to learn this stuff? And that's why my firm is specifically for career women. I don't deal with anybody else, because there's a very unique situation. You are a very capable person. It's just that, but you're still starting at maybe square one. Maybe the last relationship you had was 10 years ago. So we need to retrain all those things and get you all those skills and work with those things. Still, you know, you're going to attract a very highly successful man. So that means you need to have high skills. You don't need to just have the relationship skills that happen in essence. You know, you really need to know what you're doing, because you're two capable people and you can do fabulous out-of-the-park stuff like Will and Jada Smith are doing. They are actually knocking it out of the park. There are two people individually that are very capable, and together they are doing immense things. And so we need to give you those high-level relationship skills so that you guys can really do things awesome together.
Sounds like business. It sounds like a business model or a business plan. What do you say to people that say that, you know, that so what about, you're just supposed to let it happen naturally, and, you know, if it's for you, it's for you. If it's not, que sera, say ra, you know. What do you say to people that have that response?
Yeah, and because I deal with professional women, I tell them, listen, you want that special house. You're going to go through as many house previews as you need to. You're going to case as many neighbors as you need to find that perfect house. When you want that vice presidentship at Pepsi Cola, okay, you're going to do whatever you need to do to get that, because if you really want it. And, you know, it doesn't happen all the time. That really loving, caring relationship. So you need to spend the same amount of energy that you've been spending in the thing that you've been focused on in your relationship, because finding that person that really is harmonious with you and your soul, the one that's going to love you forever, the one that you and he can build a life, because this is my definition of marriage. Marriage is a relationship that a man and woman come together to fulfill a purpose that they can't fulfill without the other person. That doesn't happen all the time when you really think about it. So you have to invest the time into it. You have to invest the energy. You might have to date a couple guys. And a lot of women, they're like, Christine, can you just tell me where to go on a Tuesday afternoon where I can be reading a book and I can meet this guy, we can fall in love, and I can go back to my life. I wish, you know what I mean? But, you know, in life, when you're networking for that vice president and Pepsi-Cola position, it's not that easy. And we understand that, so we need to take that same understanding into our love life, because there's not a typical woman that's born with a knack for relationships and you're not part of that group. They just have been investing the last 20 years into doing this. So that's why they're skilled at it. And you got to spend a little, not 20 years, that's why you work with a coach. So you have that, you know, that learning curve. You're not taking that learning curve to 20 years, but you still have to invest the time and the energy. And it's okay if you don't know what to say or know what to do it initially, because if you work at it, you have the right coach, you can definitely be flying in about, I would say, 6 to 12 months.
Wow.
Have it down.
And I love the whole part that you said, you know, even invulnerability is just being open, that word, open. I like to even add into that, I would think, and, you know, have your opinion on that, is humility as well. And fearless, because I think we, like you said, you mentioned, you alluded to it, that, you know, when we are vulnerable like that, we are open and we leave ourselves open to being, what we say, hurt or dumping to get us before we get them, that type of thing. And if you're a competitive person, you've got to have some sense of competitiveness if you are going to, you know, reach certain levels. You got to want to win in some aspect. And so sometimes that transfers over.
Right.
You know,
that's
so
right.
You, you know, have that mindset that, oh, I gotta win. He's about to dump me, I gotta quit him now, you know, that type of thing. But not being afraid to just let, you know, the course take, or to let, you know, yourself be open to being hurt and learning from that, you know, that pain that you can experience. What things can a woman do? Well, let me ask you this first. Now, we are talking about professional career women and single women, but do you also help women that are in relationships, that are married, first of all? Why would someone that's married need your help?
If you're married and you're not feeling that you're connecting, some people get married because they think that a magic wand's going to wave over their relationship and it's all going to be perfect after they say, I do.
Mm-hmm.
They've never actually built a relationship that's long-lasting, even though they have the title. So some women, you know, they feel like they're not really living up to their expectations of themselves as a wife, or they're not connecting with their husband the way that they would like to. So those women, I definitely help. But for women that are in relationships, typically the women that I deal with are in relationships that are not progressing the way that they want to. I just actually am releasing a product called the Date to Marry Method, which teaches you how to naturally progress your relationship into a marriage. It makes it very organic for you by teaching you conversations that you can have and experiences that you can have that naturally progress your relationship to where you want to go, which is ultimately in a marriage. So the women I deal with, they usually are not progressing. They're either dating for a couple of months and then it fizzles, you know, or they're in this limbo. They've been dating for 3 years and they just can't get over the hump into marriage the way that they want to. And I'm happy to help, because it's all about learning how to transition from one stage to the other.
So with that, then, what kind of things or suggestions do you have for a woman, or what could they do to get and keep their man going after her? Because I know that, that whole game of the playing, of being pursued, and that's kind of like not in our society anymore.
Yeah.
I know myself personally, it was kind of like a rude awakening for me. You know, my former husband and I were married right after I graduated from high school, maybe 2 years. I met him my senior high school, and we were together 20 years, you know, and so
yeah.
I really didn't have the dating experience, really. And
right,
so
right.
What I was used to, though, was that pursuing and you know, the role that, hey, the guy is supposed to call you and that. And now today is like, wow, it's a little different today
mm-hmm.
on what
mm-hmm.
happens. Even if you go to an outing or to a party, I mean, where you know people, it's like you see all the men on one standing against the wall. Nobody's asking anybody to dance anymore. It's like,
right.
You know, what is that? So how do you teach people that's okay to have that little play there? And what can a woman do to keep that man going after her?
Awesome, awesome. Your question has two parts. I'm going to answer in two parts, okay?
Mm-hmm,
first
mm-hmm.
part was how do you teach women to do that? And this is what you have to understand. The game has changed, but men and women have not.
Okay.
Men still want to pursue. Women still want to be pursued. That's what
mm-hmm.
we really want. Even all of us that are really strong, and we really want that guy to, you know, jump over the Empire State Building and come after us, and after we've told him we don't want to see him, we want him to follow us to the airport. We want all that
right.
stuff. You know, we say
and
we
that's
don't.
Okay.
We really do.
Is that not
oh, yeah.
okay? Is it a crime,
that,
you know, to want that?
Not.
Can we be honest with that, you know?
Of course
mm-hmm.
not, because you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Men really want to pursue you, too. So there's nothing
mm-hmm.
wrong with wanting that, because a man really wants to, you know, accomplish and go after you and everything like that. So you have
mm-hmm.
to understand that the people that are actually married are still doing that. You know, it's like what they call cat and mouse kind of thing. I say,
right,
don't
right.
chase the bee, become honey. So the woman
right.
is a honey girl. And the bees
okay.
are coming after him. Even in nature, the honey stays in one place, and the bee, no matter where he goes, he always comes home because he remembers where his honey is. Okay, so you
mm.
have to become a honey girl. So the second part of the question, how do you do that, is you really have to become an irresistible woman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you have to have disciplines within yourself so that it's not work for you, but are systematically drawing him to you. Okay, now this
mm-hmm.
takes me about 12 months to teach you, because this is disciplines. To give you
mm-hmm.
the information, I can give you an ebook in no time, but to apply it and learn how to exercise, it takes me 12 months. So let me give you one of the parts so that you can have a bite-sized piece and be able to use it right now. As a woman, you have to learn when to say yes, when to say no, and when to say nothing.
Oh, that nothing is probably the hardest part.
Well, for some of us it's hard. For some of us it's not hard. We really, you know, we're hard. It's hard for us to open up. But you have to learn
uh-huh.
when to say yes, when to say no, when to say nothing. And really, when I teach women, I say, listen, confidence
uh-huh.
is saying yes to what you want
uh-huh.
and no to what you don't want.
Uh huh.
If
uh-huh.
you can master that, you really are confident. A lot of us are saying yes to what we don't want.
Okay.
We're
okay.
saying
give
no
me an example.
To what
give,
we
give
do
us
want.
An example.
For example,
okay.
we go years and years and years and tell ourselves, I'm okay being single, when we really want to be married.
Uh-huh.
And so we're constantly saying, no, I don't want this. I don't want a relationship. I don't want to be in love, even though internally we really do.
Mm-hmm.
We just
mm-hmm.
don't think we can do it right. So you have to switch that and say yes to what you want. If you really want to be with that guy, then say something to him, you know what I mean? Don't sit there by yourself, keeping it to yourself. It's not helping you. If you don't want to be with the guy you're seeing, you don't have to settle. You don't have to be with anybody you don't want to be with.
Mm-hmm.
If you think you're too picky, work with someone to figure that out, because maybe you're too picky, maybe you're not. Maybe you just want what you want. But you have to learn how to say, yes, I do want to be in a relationship. Yes, I do want to be with someone that wants me, wants to commit to me. In a marriage, some of us are settling for being a girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
and we're hoping that in 3 years it'll transition. Instead
mm-hmm.
of saying, this is what I want, that's when you're acting confident, when you're able to say, yes, this is what I want, no, I don't want this, and it's very authentic to you. And, of course, saying nothing is all about picking your battles, making sure you're really saying what you want to say. And sometimes with men, you've got to let them figure it out for themselves. You know,
mm-hmm.
that's a whole nother skill.
That's a whole
you know
nother
I mean?
Story. uh-huh.
It's a whole nother,
uh-huh.
yeah, it's a whole nother skill to allow someone to make mistakes in front of you. And understanding, of course, that when he gets in trouble, he's going to come to you. It's not that you're not going to ever have input, but it would be better for you to wait for him to ask you than to be volunteering information and having arguments. You know, so much easier. He is going to ask you. He wants to know what your opinion is. He just wants to see if he can do it without you first, and so that's just frustrating. Men are weird. Okay, men are weird. That is my consummate phrase. It's a disclaimer. Men are weird.
Or should we say we're different, or is it just that we are different? No, you said
men
no,
are weird.
Okay.
Men are weird.
Sorry, brothers who listening in.
And it's okay. They
try to
keep it all politically
correct.
Women are weird. But
they say women are crazy.
Yeah, women are crazy, right? Men are weird. Women are crazy. It's okay.
It's okay.
So you need to accept that and
right.
stop trying to figure it out. See, if it's different, you might try to figure it out.
Uh-huh.
You don't need
or
to do that. Just yeah, you
just
can't do that
it.
Either. Just yes, it's weird. Okay.
Well, this is a great show today. We have our very special guest, Ms. Christine Pimbleton, out of Phoenix, Arizona. She is a relationship expert, calls herself your personal trainer for your love life, and we're here live on Wealthy Sisters. We're going to take a short break and come back and get some more great details. Thank you so much, Christine. You're doing an awesome job today.
Thank you.
Are you an entrepreneur who is always running out of time? Do you wish you had more hours in a day? My name is Rita Cartwright, and I'm a virtual assistant and owner of RJ's Word Processing Services. Start using your time wisely by outsourcing your administrative tasks to me, your virtual assistant. For more information, contact me today, toll-free at 866-651-3073, or visit my website at rjswordprocessing.com.
Did you know the IRS will currently reimburse you 55 cents for every business mile you drive? Stop struggling with mileage logs and start turning your vehicle mileage into cash. TrackLog is the first comprehensive automatic mileage recording solution. Turn this small device on, easily track your mileage, and keep more of your money in your pocket. Purchase your TrackLog today at TrackLogg.com. That's TrackLogg.com.
Would you like to reach quality professionals? Expose your product and services to thousands on a monthly basis? Advertise with Wealthy Sisters Media Group. Our packages include both on-air and website banner placement. Call our offices today at 1-800-917-9435, extension 803, or visit our website at www.wealthysisters.com to begin building your brand today.
We are live on Wealthy Sisters. This is Deborah Hartnett, your host, and our very special guest today is Ms. Christine Pimbleton, who is a relationship expert. You can actually find her at www.readytobeawife.com. TOBEAWife.com. She's also on Facebook as well. You can, I'm sure, follow her there on Twitter. Great information. We're talking about issues that people don't like to always talk about, and she's keeping it real. I want to go to the chat room real quick here. We had one question here from Jordan. I think it's Jordan Annie. Please forgive me if I'm Jordo Annie, if I'm not saying it right. But she says, hi, Christine and Deborah, or he says, hi, Christine and Deborah. I'm pondering the statement, to come together to fulfill a purpose that only the two of you can do. I know that was a powerful statement. I hope Christine will say this again. I may have it wrong, but I totally agree with the irresistible woman. Thank you.
Awesome.
So
is
that what you
something?
Said? Yeah, is that what you said? And you mind reiterating on that?
Oh, yeah. Marriage is a relationship in which a man and woman come together to fulfill a purpose, to fulfill a purpose that they cannot fulfill without the other person. That's the whole reason you're signing your life over to someone that can completely ruin you. It's the hope that you'll be able to accomplish something that without that person you would not be able to accomplish. And if people would think about that before they get married, I think some people wouldn't get married, you know, because they're like,
right.
You're not really adding anything to my life, and that's the truth. If you feel that, and if you feel that that person can't add anything to you, you'll more easily think about divorce, moving on, having an affair, all that stuff. But if you're sitting there and you're saying to yourself, without this person, I can't do X, Y, Z. That's what pulls you together. That's your motivation to make things work, because you're sitting there saying, okay, without him, I might not have this temporary frustration, but without him, I wouldn't be able to do what I know we've dreamed together to do together,
wow.
And I'm looking forward to doing that.
Wow, the temporary frustration. I love that you mentioned that, because that's something else that's not talked about. I mean, like you said, it's that perception that everything is supposed to be once you get married. You know, everything is perfect. But that's not true. It's not life. Life is not perfect. We're all living every day, learning how to live. It's a new process every day. And so to have that hush-hush, don't talk about it, you know, those type of real issues that marriages face, I think it's great that you mentioned that as well. Let me ask you this, too, while we talk about marriage. You said that marriage is that relationship where two people come together. Now, when we talk about marriage, are you saying, and because our show, we are from a spiritual base. We have all types of faiths that listen in, so we don't, you know, we want to respect everybody's faith. And so in that, though, when we look at what is your take, or how do you support the concept of actually physically getting married or technically getting married? Because there are people who are in relationships 20 years who never gone to the courthouse or never gotten that certificate or license. What do you say about that?
We do these things. We go get to the altar to say our vows. Mm-hmm. It's all about community.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that day is more than just about you and the person you're marrying. It's about announcing to the community that I want you to start dealing with me as a two-part team, as one mm-hmm. of a whole. So if everybody that's around you treats you like you're married, say you are a common law married, you've been together for 2 years, 5 years, 7 years, whatever your area recognized as a marriage, and you operate as a marriage, and your community is dealing with you like a marriage, and I think you're cool. You know, it's not really so much about needing a piece of paper. It's all about what your community recognizes, and that's why the paper can be important. It should be important so that you can be dealt with in a certain kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're in that situation and you've been together 20 years and, you know, everything, who's to say that you guys should go to get a piece of paper unless that means something to the both of you? I have never seen where people have been together that long and getting a piece of paper changed anything.
Right.
They usually,
right.
you know, bought the house together. They usually have a joint bank account. They got a couple kids maybe, or at least some dogs, you know, that they have joint custody over. So, you know, nothing really changes, you know, but when you haven't had that experience, that's when you want to declare it. You want witnesses there. You want people that are going to hold you accountable to that promise that sometimes, you know, going off doesn't give you. And that's why I think it's important.
Okay, great. Now, what should a woman do if she's dating a man who doesn't make as much money as she does? Because we talked about that earlier, too. That's another one of those sayings that, you know, men can't really handle that. And really, you know, you hear some people say that, you know, women should not make more money than men or what have you. So what do you have to share with the audience on that?
What I find is when I talk to men about this, they really don't have a problem with the money issue. It's, you know, about you making more money than some men do. Okay, let me just say that out there. Some men just want to provide. They feel like if they make the most money, they're actually preserving their role in the family, and that's fine. But there's a lot of men that don't need that. But you got to, if you're dating a man that you make more money than him, you have to first get over it, okay? Don't feel that you need to step on it, you know, step lightly, or you're walking on eggshells if you're in that kind of relationship. He's okay with it. You need to get okay with it. You also have to figure out what is it that he does add to your life, okay? Because some of us, we are very good at making money, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we can make money, you know, in our sleep. So we don't need a man to make us money.
Mm-hmm.
But there has to be something in your life that makes you feel more secure. Maybe he has more world experience than you. Maybe he has more education than you. Maybe he's able to deal with people better than you. You know, and so now being with him, you're going to actually have a family where you're so independent, you have no connections with anybody. All those things are very valuable in life. And so whatever it is that you're lacking, you need to find that. And that's, I think you said it perfectly when you said vulnerability is all about humility too. And being able to admit, I don't do everything well. My husband, for example, deals with people 10 times better than I do. 10 times better than I do. And so in any situation, you know, he's usually the one that's dealing with it, whether it's the person financially or with our kids in the school. Any situation, he has a clear-cut way of dealing with it where he puts the person, put everybody in their place, but he's not rude, he's not arrogant. And I could never do that. I'm the one that's loving people, giving them a second and third chance, you know. And so he's kind of like, no, this is wrong. We're not doing this. And so I let him do it. And that's one of the things I love about him and that he's taught me to do more and more, especially in business. You got to learn how to, you know, collect money and put your foot down. I'm definitely not that person. I'll coach you for free, you know, forever. Can't do that. So you have to look at what it is that you're not good at.
Right,
and what's
right.
not good at, he's going to be good at, and that's what makes you such a great team.
Wow, that's great. That's great. We're going to go to the phone lines. They are ringing off the hook here. Got a call. I believe this is a Texas number, 214 area code. Hello, state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello, I'm calling from Dallas, Texas. My name is Dion.
Hi, Dion. Welcome to Wealthy Sisters.
Thank you so much. I'm loving this conversation. I have a question for Ms. Christine.
Yes.
Okay, I want to know what your theory is on this. My theory is that if a woman waits a little while before engaging in sex, that helps her get that ring on her finger. It seems like all my friends, they jump in the sack. I think that, you know, even though it seems old-fashioned, I still see it happening where all my friends, they jump in the sack and the man is gone. What's your take on that?
That's
okay,
a great question.
Thank you so much. It's a great question and very hot topic today.
Yeah, that's a great question. I'm glad you asked that. This is what you have to understand. There's only waiting to have sex is only going to mean something to a man that values that. Okay, because if you go to David's Bridal today, you'll see tens of thousands of women get married. And I guarantee you, not all of them are waiting to have sex. I'm not saying that that is not good, but it only matters to a man that values that. So any time you're seeing this happen where a woman is sleeping with a guy, he breaks up with her, it's really because he values waiting. And so when you did that, you know, you went down. Other men are not like that. So if your value center is to wait for marriage and, you know, all those things, which I personally did, you know, you're going to attract a man that has those same values. That's what makes it important for you. So I definitely think it works. You just have to look at who you're dealing with and who you're talking to. And you have to also understand that sex is never motivates a man to get married.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
good sex never is going to make him want to marry you. And
mm-hmm.
waiting on sex is never going to make him want to marry you. Okay, so
well,
if you're doing it just so that you can get that ring, you're missing the point. People get married because they want to do something that they can't do without that other person.
Well, and that's true because, I mean, if you go back to the scriptures or, you know, where a lot of my era was taught, I know, and older, is that, you know, it is better to marry than to burn. And a lot of times people didn't have sex and they waited to get married and then they're still divorced as well. So, you know, it's so many variables that really play into that. And I love the way you answered that as well because it's a lot to consider, and it's a lot of truth to both sides of it as well. So thank you so much for calling in. It's a great question. If you have any other questions, please dial 347-838-9278. We have about 10 minutes left in the show, and our special guest today is Ms. Christine Pimbleton. We're going to take another quick short break, come back, and learn more about that book that you have and some more suggestions that you have for our audience today. We'll be right back after this short commercial break.
Do you find yourself overwhelmed in paperwork? Are you struggling with administrative tasks preventing you from doing what you really love? Then consider hiring a virtual assistant. Call M. Alexander & Associates Incorporated, toll-free at 1-877-894-0564 or join them on the web at www.iwillassistyou.net.
Are you seeking stronger partnerships to leverage your strengths? Need to develop more winning strategies of success? Ready to increase your knowledge in the areas of investing, marketing, health and wellness, and the Green Initiative? Then join us for the second annual Winners Summit Conference and Expo, March 18th and 19th, 2011. Meet hundreds of professional women from all over the world who provide savvy advice, practical application for winning women. Reserve your space today at www.thewinnerssummit.com or call 1-800-917-9435, extension 805.
All right, we are live here on Wealthy Sisters, and speaking of the Winners Summit, when I tell you it is the place to be, it truly is the place to be. March 17th through the 19th, 2011, can't believe it's just a few months away. If you haven't got your ticket, you can get it today. Registration is filling up. We have limited space. March 17th, that Thursday, we're opening up. We're going to have a special presentation. We've got that dating game. We're going to do on the cruise. Cruising to Baltimore Harbor is going to be a lot of fun. And the topics, we're talking about business. That's what this conference is all about. You want to build your solid business, build awesome relationships, partnerships, look for joint ventures, look for people that can connect you with the people that are doing things. You want to be at the Winners Summit. Just go on the website, www.thewinners, like a champion, thewinnerssummit.com, and check out some of those testimonials. I promise you, this will be well worth your investment. You've got to invest in yourself. You deserve it. And we have a payment plan for just $99 down. $99 wow. down. I mean, you cannot beat that. $99 for what we're doing, and a plan where it's like $88, something like that, a month for to pay it off. And it's just something that you have to attend. The hotel we have at the Marriott, the rooms are like only $130 a night. You can get four of you guys in a room, and look, you do the math. I mean, it's just a win-win. Get you an AirTran ticket. Southwest, they fly into the BWI. It's convenient. I'm telling you, you cannot afford not to be here. You can't afford not to be here. You know, a lot of people say, well, you know, it's recession, and you try to, you know, make concessions for that. But this is for you. This is for your business, and this is something that you have to invest in. We say sacrifice a hair appointment. Sacrifice those shoes. Sell some shoes. Put some stuff on eBay, Craigslist. Get to the Winter Summit. You don't want to miss it. So
Absolutely.
Yes, and Christine could tell you the importance of investing in yourself. I know she shared some great things with me on how she's investing and while she's doing and having the success that she's having in her business because the way she has invested in herself and her mindset and coaches. So, yes, indeed. I won't get on that soapbox too much longer with 7 minutes left.
Okay. We need it. It's okay.
Yes, I'm so passionate about it. You know, we just got to just get – I just refuse just to believe that we just want to exist. We got to want more than that. And, you know, we put everything into this conference, and it's yours. It's for you. It's designed with you in mind. So we're looking forward to seeing everybody there. So now let me ask you a few more questions here. I love it. What can independent women do to be more vulnerable in their relationships, since we talked about that earlier?
Yeah. I think you really have to be open. You have to ask yourself, what do you need? You know, mm-hmm. and you might need to ask your friends, you know, what is it about mm-hmm. me that you don't like?
mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
then sit there and listen. They'll tell you. People that really know you, they'll tell you, well, honestly, this, or maybe just you need this. You're not really good at this. That's your indication of, you know, what you can look forward to a man being strong in, you know, being able mm-hmm. to add that to your life. And just think about it. The longer you stay together, the more you have it in your life. He almost becomes irreplaceable part in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So you have this access to this wealth of information, this experience, this skill that you don't have. And just being open to be loved, really open yourself up that if someone came to you, your dream man, let's for a moment, imagine that you met your dream man as you were going to the bank today. Would you blush and run into the bank? Would you say, okay, here's my number? And I've had women that have confessed to me that they've met a guy just out and about in their life, and they told them, you know, I have a boyfriend. And
they
really, don't
and
have
they really
a boyfriend.
Didn't.
No. No, they have no boyfriend, you know. But they're surprised because they're like, I didn't think it would happen, but I'm not prepared. You really have to be open.
Caught them off guard, huh? Oh, wait a minute. What do I do now?
You got to be open. And just, even if you don't think you're ready, even if you don't think you're prepared, do your best. I think, you know, being awkward, anxious is kind of, it's kind of cute, you know what I mean? It just makes you come off as a real person. And not all of us are always prepared for great things. So you just have to do your best and then get some coach and some information so that you can feel more confident in your relationship.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, when you talk about that do your best foot, we talked about putting your best foot forward and packaging yourself to make yourself appealing and attractive and all of that.
Right.
Is there a point now, and I'm going to go back to the old school, and I used to hear my great aunt, Aunt Eula, she was something else, say, oh, she said a lot of things. She drank the beer a day because she said it kept her regular, and she lived about 94. Aunt Eula was something else, boy. She was a fireball, trust me when I
That's
tell you
awesome.
That. She told me when I got married at 19, go get you some sex books because you need to know what you're doing. That's Aunt Eula, so if you got that picture. And she would say, you know, and my grandmother would say this too, don't make yourself too common. And what they meant by that was, you know, don't let your guard down. I guess don't let your let them not see you in some aspects of your beauty or whatever. What's your feeling on that? I mean, is there a point that you can relax? Aren't you supposed to be in a relationship with someone that you could just be yourself in that moment?
Yeah, I do think that. And that's why I teach women to be irresistible as a part of their everyday experience so that it's not work, so you're not thinking about it. If you think about it, there's certain clothes you like to wear because you love the way they look on you. You love the way they feel. And so if you're always doing that, you're always gravitating to clothes, you're throwing out, you know, panties with a hole in them, you're doing that kind of stuff on a regular basis, then you don't ever have to think about keeping it fresh because you're doing that naturally as a process. When you're not doing it naturally, when you don't have the discipline to express yourself in your clothing, enjoy your wardrobe. Some of us are working so hard that we have ball gowns in our closet we never wear. You know, why can't you find an occasion to wear those? Enjoy yourself. And that's it, just in the enjoyment of yourself, enjoying the way you look, looking at your hair and thinking, oh, I want to get my hair short. I want to have extensions. I'll make it long. I want to go natural for a couple of years. And you're enjoying it. That's what draws into you. It's the joy. It's the happiness. Some of us have clothes on us and we're miserable. And how you look is only going to go so far. Eventually, he needs to find who you are and your temperament irresistible. So if you're putting all the effort into how you look and you complain all the time and you're judgmental, I don't care how good you look. It's not ever going to be enough. You have to make sure that you yourself are happy. And the Irresistible Woman, the Honey Girl Coaching Club, is where I go over how to be an irresistible woman. The website is becomehoney.com. And I take time to teach you this stuff because some of it is really about you. You know, it's really about being happy with yourself, being happy about your life. Some of the stuff you need to sell because it frustrates you looking at it. You don't feel like managing it. All that stuff. When you work on that stuff, you truly become irresistible to him. And no matter what you do, you know, he's always coming after you, always getting that feeling from him.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, Christine, thank you so much. We could visit your website, www.readytobeawife, and you also said readytobeawife.com. And what was that other quick site you mentioned?
Becomehoney.com.
Becomehoney.com. I love that. And you have a new program called Date to Marry Your Man, which women can find on that Ready to Be Marry site. They can find that there?
Absolutely. ReadyToBeAWife.com. They can find that.
ReadyToBeAWife.com. And also they can find you on Facebook as well. Well,
absolutely.
We thank you so much for tuning in today to Wealthy Sisters. Thank you, Christine, for being such an awesome guest, for being so candid and talking real talk today about relationships and powerful and successful women and how we can continue to flourish in all areas of our life. because that balance is truly important. This is Deborah Hartnett, and again, we want to thank you for tuning in. Make sure you visit us again next week, same time at 12 noon Eastern, wealthysisters.com. Mark us as your favorite. Follow us there. Stay connected with us because we bring awesome programs for you, and we are all about promoting you and your life into success. So definitely tune in next week where we will have an awesome guest as well, another one, Ms. Mark Stella. I'm telling you, you want to hear her. She's a financial expert. So we will talk to you next week. Have a great day.
This has been another episode of Wealthy Sisters, brought to you by theprofessionalblackwoman.com, where success is inevitable. Join Deborah Hartnett, our host, next week as she interviews another powerful, positive, progressive Wealthy Sister, and visit us on the web at www.wealthysisters.com. See you next time.